That's Lit with me, Shazzy D, here on Triple H 100.1 FM. And I have a very special guest joining me in the studio, Ella Mannix. Hi, Ella.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, not a problem at all. Oh, Ella, you are the founder and owner of All About Fertility Expo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Tell us what this expo is all about.
Well, it really is what it says on the tin. It's all about fertility. So I noticed that, you know, when you're going, you're getting married, you go to a wedding expo. If you're pregnant, you go to a pregnancy expo to get everything to do with pregnancy. But there was nothing really in between. And so I myself went through some fertility, my own fertility journey. So I had really researched before I started on this roller coaster called IVF and found that, yeah, there was nothing in between. So I created All About Fertility Expo.
And so what is kind of involved? So what does it kind of look like?
Yeah. So look, I launched last year. So we had, we already had what you could say a pilot last year, which went really well. And literally it just encompasses all of the fertility industry. So it brings everybody together under one roof. So it means that an attendee can get all the information, up-to-date information, and educate themselves around fertility. And then, you know, they can take away that information and, you know, go on a journey that they feel is right for themselves. It's not necessarily that everybody goes for IVF, because there's other therapies out there that could help someone who needs it.
Mm-hmm, yes. And so, because, yeah, IVF may be perhaps one of the first things, or, you know, one of the first things that comes to mind, perhaps, when you're going on this journey. Yep. What kind of, you know, other specialists or, I guess, experts can be involved in this outside of that?
So, I guess, you know, when you are on this fertility journey, it takes a village, I think. So, you know, they say it takes a village to raise a child, right? So it's also, I think, takes a village, a tribe to help you on this journey. So it's not necessarily that you, you know, stop with just the IVF. You might go down the route of acupuncture. Absolutely. Or to the Chinese herbs. There's coaches that can help you, because, you know, going through IVF, if you are going through IVF, it can be quite, you know, a lot of anxiety can, you know, it can create a lot of anxiety, especially with needles. And I'm not a fan of needles. So that I had to, you know, get my head around that and have my husband inject me. But there's, you know, there's a lot of things that could come up within that journey. And, you know, if someone's going through it once, twice, three times, then, you know, that's another hurdle that you need to cross. So there are coaches out there that could help with that. So, yeah, it's just, there's so much out there that can that you're able to tap into. And then, you know, so many people have gone through that experience too, that they just want to, you know, help other women and couples on that journey with them.
And so couples, anyone can go to?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, as I said, it doesn't just concentrate on IVF. There's also surrogacy routes. There's also donor programs. There's adoption. So all of this will be at the expo, along with a surrogacy and donor lawyer, especially if you're using a known donor. There could be some laws around that. So, you know, in order to add value to a person coming into the expo, I thought about things that, you know, someone people need to help them on that journey, such as finance could be a big thing too. If you are going down IVF, or you go into, you know, going down the surrogacy route, or a donor program with, you know, an egg donor program, then, you know, that all does cost. So I really wanted to have the tools, or give people the tools in order to help them along the way, instead of, you know, borrowing money. Because I did a survey before the exhibition, and 42% of people actually borrow money in order to do IVF, or, you know, go down the other routes. And so in order to, you know, help people come away from that, the borrowing side, I have a financial planner who will be there to, you know, talk about their tools and how you can prepare yourself, because, you know, sometimes you do go through X amount of cycles and you might not have a baby at the end. So, you know, how do we manage that? So I'm really happy to have a financial planner who understands what it means about family and trying to achieve those dreams.
And so you spoke about just a bit earlier about how it kind of was sparked by your own journey,
yeah,
you know, for, you know, having a child. Can you kind of talk about that and kind of the importance of maybe knowing, you know, that you have so many options, or you have kind of support and ways to, you know, find out more if you're going down that route?
No, that's a really good question, because, look, I got married when I was 30. No, I met my now husband at 38, so it was later on in life. And I and unfortunately my husband, he had cancer years ago, which left him infertile. He's not able to have children, so because of all the treatment that he had, but it meant that we had to go through a donor program. Now, you know, we don't set out on that journey, you know, we have in our mindset what family looks like, and so when you're presented with a hurdle, you need to start thinking, okay, right, you know, how can I achieve my family? And there's so, you know, it's not one size that fits all. There's so many different ways. And, you know, just going through my journey, by researching the, you know, donor programs and IVF clinics, and because not everybody does a donor program, and, you know, thinking about my health, because I wanted my health to be and in the best shape that I possibly could, because, you know, it's all about equality. And especially that I was 40 going into IVF, and they say your chances at 40 start to dwindle, especially with your own eggs. So it was really important for me to spend that whole year that I was preparing to look at my health. And that is by, you know, getting the right vitamins into my body, eating well, not drinking alcohol. I don't smoke anyway, but, you know, that's part of what could affect your egg quality. You know, get a doctor's checkup, because you just don't know what's happening in your insides, because there's so much you know, around why a person could have issues. And it's not just, you know, this expo is not just for a person who has issues. It could be, you know, that couple who is starting out their family, who just want to find out information, you know, how can I improve my health and egg quality and sperm quality.
And can you kind of talk about, you know, this question? I know we had a chat, you know, way before about, you know, fertility and this whole idea of mindset and how important kind of that is, you know, yeah, when you're going on this journey.
Yeah. Look, I think that, you know, when you are going through to your specialist, especially at a certain age, they will always say, you know, from 35, 40 especially, your chances of, you know, IVF and using your own eggs is slim. You know, they'd rather use a 30-year-old egg or a 20-year-old egg. But, you know, I'm really pleased that I was able to use my own egg. And so mindset is really important to protect yourself, especially when the messaging isn't what you're expecting. And so, you know, the two aren't lined up. And I look, not everybody is the same as my own thoughts. You know, I chose to ignore that. I chose to let that information go in one ear and out the other. And I worked on that I know my body and I am going to remain calm and, you know, try to manage my anxiety, especially around needles. So, yeah, I think mindset is a really big thing. Yeah, so, you know, I prepared myself. I had a business coach, which helped.
Oh, okay, a business coach.
She was I mean, even though there are fertility coaches, but at that particular time I was at work and I was seeing a business coach. And we discussed ways of managing my workload and anxiety while I was going through treatment. And that really helped because, you know, I guess when you're in a position and, you know, all you're doing is thinking about work and getting your job, you know, the task at hand finished and doing it really well and, you know, getting to that finishing line. And that's all I'd known, really. So, you know, giving my all, my 110%, and now I had to, you know, all of a sudden think about, okay, right, I'm going forward for IVF, but I need to make this work. So I don't want to be so stressed at work. So how can I alleviate that? And she really helped put things in perspective for me and gave me tools, if I was overwhelmed, how I could work, you know, how I could step back.
Because I guess, you know, the business side, because obviously, as you said, being a business coach, so it's like if you can at least alleviate that amount of pressure, then, you know, you're, you know, trying to have a child, can you have a bit more space, I guess,
exactly,
go through it.
And, you know, giving you and allowing yourself and giving yourself permission to, you know, to step back. I'm not saying that, you know, I
dropped everything.
I dropped everything.
Dropped everything, guys.
Maybe yourself. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, but in a sense, yeah.
But you
gotta put some time or some focus on it, you know?
Exactly.
And so, yeah, what are some kind of tips I guess you can give, you know, based on your experience, having done this expo and, you know, going on this year now, for improving your fertility?
That's a really good question. And, you know, I think health is a big thing because, you know, what you put into your body is what you get out. So, you know, looking at what you're eating, you know, eating your all your greens and getting your levels up. So anybody, I think, who is trying is to, you know, to look at your vitamin levels in your blood. And I was really deficient in vitamin D and iron and zinc and everything. So I had to get all of my levels up because it plays a part. And I stopped drinking alcohol. Yeah, so I stopped drinking alcohol, stopped drinking caffeine. I don't smoke, but smoking is another thing that could, you know, affect your egg or sperm quality. So, you know, just being conscious about things that I'm putting in my body. And, you know, and I went to the back into the gym to exercise and, you know, just to get my circulation going again because I had really bad circulation. So, yeah. So just things like that, that I think that someone could do.
Do you think, it's just come into my mind, you know, in your experience, having maybe, have you spoken to lots of women and lots of men and lots of couples as you've been doing this expo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you found that they are more open to speaking about it, you know, here in Australia? You're from the UK originally. Do you think it's something that a lot of people are talking about more so now, or do you think there's still kind of room for people to be more comfortable discussing this?
Yeah, good question. Look, I think, you know, there's more people speaking out, which I think is an excellent thing because you don't need to go through this alone. And there's other factors, you know, involving fertility also. And, you know, I guarantee that in your life, you'll know one person or two people going through something, you know, and but sometimes, you know, they don't like to speak about it. Mm. But so having this safe space where, you know, you can come along and get the information that you need, you know, is really valuable. And speaking to couples who came along to the expo last year, you know, it was great for them to, you know, come along and listen to these experts talk about fertility on different subjects, things that, you know, they would never have known. So yeah, that information piece is great. And also, you know, having celebrities now and influencers talk about their fertility journey, that brings awareness and raises awareness, which is a great thing, because you don't have to go through this alone.
Mm-hmm. Just having the community
of people, absolutely,
you can, you know, reach out to or just know how to if you choose to.
Because I mean
there is the internet and there's so much information, but sometimes when the, you know, face to face or just talking to someone can also help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Information overload. Well, yeah, it can happen.
Yeah, of course. But you know, you've got everything, so you can decide what path to take. Mm. You know, along with you know your doctor, your specialist, or whoever is in your little village, mm-hmm, helping you.
Ella, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking about your expo.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. And when do you hope to have your expo? Do you have a time, a date?
Absolutely. So, I'm having two. So Melbourne will be first, which is on the 15th of August, and Sydney will follow on the 22nd of August, both in CBD locations. So you can find all the information on our website, which is allaboutfertilityexpo.com.au.
Fantastic. And Ella also does have an Instagram and Facebook page. It's All About Fertility, little at handle. So go check it out if you do want to find out more. Thank you so much, Ella, again,
Thank
for being
you.
On the show.
Cheers. Thanks.